Welcome to the Pre-PT Grind Podcast. Before we begin this episode, we would like to thank you for taking the time to invest in yourself as a pre-PT on your journey to becoming a future doctor of physical therapy. This episode has been sponsored by our Acceptance Navigator series, which is a free four-part pre-PT video series where we teach you exactly how to take full control of your PT school acceptance journey, as well as how to find clarity and direction as a pre-PT so that you can dominate your application regardless of your GPA, GRE score, or fear of PT school rejection. Learn how to get into the driver's seat of your acceptance journey and not leave your acceptance to chance by shooting in the dark and hoping for the best as an applicant. This is the most value that we have given away, and it's free. Take control of your pre-PT journey today by going to www.acceptancenavigator.com. That's www.acceptancenavigator.com. This episode has also been sponsored by our friends at ptschoolprobe.com. Listen to this. One of the biggest fatal application mistakes that thousands of PT school applicants make each year when applying to PT school is not applying to schools that are a perfect match for them. Partnering with our friends at PT School Probe has made that a problem of the past, as PT School Probe makes it extremely easy to plug in and enter what you're looking for in your ideal schools, and you will be immediately matched up with your perfect match DPT programs in the United States. To get matched and locked into your perfect DPT school programs, go to www.ptschoolprobe.com, www.ptschoolprobe.com, and use the code PREPTGRIND in lowercase letters to get a discount and let them know that we sent you there. That's PREPTGRIND for your code. This will save you hundreds of dollars in your application by helping you avoid throwing away money at the wrong schools and saving tens of thousands of dollars lost every year that you miss out on becoming a DPT. So go to www.ptschoolprobe, that's ptschoolprobe.com, and use the code PREPTGRIND in lowercase letters to get a discount and let them know that we sent you. And that's because we got you covered, and we are excited to share this next episode with you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast episode. We look forward to serving you. Have a blast.
What is going on, pre-PTs? Welcome back to another video, another podcast, another YouTube video, another wherever you're seeing this. Welcome back. If you're joining us again, if you're new, welcome to Pre-PT Grind. I'm Casey Coleman. I'm a physical therapist, co-founder of Pre-PT Grind as well. And at Pre-PT Grind, we're just here to make your lives a little bit easier through this whole application cycle, through all the stuff you have to go through outside your application, inside your application, just to make this process a little more fun, a little less anxiety-filled, you know, a little less stressful along the way. And also, we want to help you save some time and money through this application process as well. So for everyone joining now or on replay, welcome. If you're on live, drop a comment below so we know that you're here. And on this video, I just want to talk about and help you guys think through, should you retake your GRE, standardized exam? So for those of you who do not know, those of you who may be new and just starting on this journey and are freshmen or, you know, in high school maybe even, and you don't even know what the GRE is, the GRE stands for Graduate Record Examination. And for a lot of graduate programs, they're like, hey, we need to make sure that you can handle the next level of standardized test that you'll have to go through, whether it's some sort of licensing exam. So we're going to put you through a little test during your application to see how you fare with standardized tests. So the GRE, the graduate level, or the graduate record examination, is just that. It's another standardized test. There's a verbal section, there's a quantitative section, and there's a writing section. So there's a basically reading, math, and writing section to this standardized test. And through the application, a lot of people, well, I'm going to say a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people kind of get tripped up on it. And it's a sore spot for people because who likes standardized tests anyway? who likes this whole standardized test thing? So we're going to go through and think through about five different things to make sure that when you guys are thinking about, hey, I took the standardized test already, I took this GRE, should I retake it? I'm around the score, I don't know, what's going on? Hopefully these points can help you think through it and come to the answer that's best for you as well. Here's the first thing I want you to think through. There's five things, and the first thing I want you to think through is number one, what is their minimum requirement? And is there a minimum requirement at all? So for those of you who are new again, the minimum requirement is usually across the board around a 300, like a 300 score. That's kind of like their minimum, their average score that a lot of physical therapy schools like to see. Now, all schools are not at that 300. Some schools are a little below. So is there a minimum requirement? Is it 300? Is it 297? Is it 294? What is that minimum requirement? And do you already meet it? That's number one. We got to figure out that baseline here. We got to figure out that foundation. Then we can move on to the next steps. So number two, that next step is to be like, hey, is there a hard cutoff for that minimum that we found? Is there a hard cutoff, or is it just kind of recommended? Is it just recommended? Like, get around a 294 and just apply to our school and we'll look at you from there. If that's the case, hey, you're in one category. If it's like, nope, we need a 300, that's it, or we're not even looking at you. Then, hey, you have another scenario that you have to work with. And that might lead you down to a shorter, more abrupt answer like, hey, if I don't have that 300, then there's my answer. I have to retake it. So that's your second step that you need to walk through and that you need to think about is, hey, what are the recommendations versus like the hard cutoffs that the schools are presenting in front of me for this application? Then number three is, okay, if it is recommended and they're like, yeah, you have a whatever score, just send it in. Now you can say, or now you can ask, or now you can think through, hey, are there average accepted GRE scores? Just like average accepted GPAs or average accepted cumulative GPAs, whatever. Are there average accepted GRE scores for that school? So now you can kind of get a gauge of, hey, they don't have a hard cutoff. They have a little recommended section for the GRE scores. But you see that the average accepted GRE score is a 302 or a 305. And you're like, well, I mean, they said I can still apply, so I'm still going to apply. But hey, the average accepted is a little higher or a little lower than my score. And now I have a better gauge on, hey, should I retake it or should I not? Am I good to just continue on with the rest of my application? So that's the next thing you can think of. Now, first, remember that the average score is just the average score. So don't get too discouraged. If you're like, man, I'm at a 299, but the average accepted is a 300. That means the 300 is just the average accepted. 50% above get accepted with that score, and 50% below get accepted with the score. So let's just say the average is 300, 50% above and 50% below from that 300 get accepted. So you can think about that too. Like, hey, is there average accepted and where am I on that spectrum of scores? And that can lead you down the next path. Say, hey, maybe I don't have to retake it. Maybe I should. What's best for me? So that's the next one. Now, moving on to number four of this step checklist or whatever you want to call it that I want you to think through when coming up across this answer is, does the GRE for that specific school, does the GRE outweigh a low GPA? Or does a high GPA outweigh a low GRE? Either one, vice versa, whatever. Does the school have a policy in their application where one outweighs the other? If I have a lower GPA, does a higher GRE score outweigh that? Or does a lower GRE, if I have a lower GRE, does a higher GPA outweigh that? Hey, if your school does that and you're like, man, well, I have a lower than average GPA, prereq GPA, and I got a 299 on the GRE, then that can lead you down the road of, hey, maybe it is worth my time to retake it. Because shoot, if I get a 303 or a 305 or something even higher for that school, that could outweigh it. And hey, they might not disregard my GPA, but they might say, whoa, you do have a higher GRE score. So let's move you on to the next, I guess, section of our application. Let's move you on to the next pile. So that's another step you can think about. Now, the last one, the last one that I want you guys to think about is regret with the GRE. Is regret. Yes, yes, regret. And what I mean by this is this. Taking out all the other factors, focusing on you again, because you're the customer, you're the applicant. Focusing on you. If you have whatever score you're not happy with, and the worst case scenario happens, will you regret not retaking it? Or will you not regret it? That's what I want you to think about. If the worst case scenario happens and you're thinking like, man, should I retake it or should I not retake it? I want you to think about this. If the worst case scenario happens, will you be staying up late at night in your bed looking up at the ceiling fan, just twirling around and saying, man, if I had only retaken the GRE, I would be in a different situation. Man, if I had only retaken that GRE, I would be in PT school. Or I'd be, you know, in a career by now, or married, or moving on with my life. If I had only retaken it. Are you going to be beating yourself up for the next 6 weeks or 6 months because of that? If the worst case scenario happens? If so, for your own sanity, forgetting the schools, forgetting your friends, forgetting your family, for your own sanity, it might be in your best interest to think about retaking the GRE. Just for your own sake. Now, if you're going to be like, hey, I'm cool. I did all I could. I didn't retake the GRE, but everything else, I put my time, effort, and energy towards the other parts of my application. Worst case scenario happens. I didn't retake it. Okay, I can live with that. I'm cool. I'm good. I'll retake it another time. It's not going to, you know, detriment my psyche. I can sleep well at night. I'll be okay. Then, hey, you could be all right not retaking it. But that's the last one I want to leave you with. It's like, man, this is you. This is your life. You have to sleep with this decision. So if the worst case scenario happens, will you regret not retaking it? Is it worth the extra time and effort? Is it worth the extra money for you to sleep well at night during that waiting period, during that wait list, during the waiting game? When you're like, well, I did everything I could. I put my application out there. It's on the schools now. And you're just waiting week after week, month after month for your application to get seen or an interview to come or for your acceptance to come. Will you be like, man, they're probably not going to accept me because I didn't retake the GRE. And that's going to wipe out your whole psyche and bring on a whole wave of anxiety that's not needed. Then, you know, you probably know what to do. You probably know what to do. So when tackling this question of should I retake the GRE, should I not, I want you to go through those five steps. Those five questions to ask the school and to ask yourself. Again, one, do they have a minimum requirement? Two, is there a hard cutoff? Or is it just, you know, recommended? You know? Next, is there an average accepted GRE score for the schools? And you can find that at www.ptschoolprobe.com if you want a whole robust list of GRE scores and GPA and tuition and stuff, go to ptschoolprobe.com. You can check all that stuff out there, and you can use our discount code PREPTGRIND. It's like, I think with the discount code, it's only like $12. So you guys will be just fine if you need that. Next, does the GRE outweigh the GPA or vice versa? Then last, regret. Will you regret it if you do not retake the GRE for your own sanity? So those are the things I want you to think about. Hope that helped. Hope that helped when tackling this question of should I retake the GRE or should I not? It's not that answer won't come easy. It won't come quick. You do have to wrestle and factor in a lot of different things. But once you do find that answer for yourself, you will be in a much better place. So hope you guys enjoyed this, and we will see you on the next video. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. This show has been brought to you by the Pre-PT Success Program, a program designed to take pre-PT students and help them become excellent DPT school candidates without wasting years of frustration during the application process. To learn and master Pre-PT Grind's six-step process that will get you into physical therapy school, the Pre-PT Success Program is exactly what you have been looking for. Reach out to us at contactpreptgrind.com, aka our Facebook Messenger. And thank you once again for joining us on this episode. We look forward to seeing you next week on the Pre-PT Grind podcast.